What do we expect about from AJ Pollock? Is he an AC or is he a Ducey, gentlemen?
Maybe it's my bias. I'm going to say AC. I think he's just too good of a player. He's just got to stay on the field.
Corey Parson.
See, I like him, and I think he is a good player. Very toolsy. I mean, he can do a lot of things for your fantasy team. I remember when Ronis was saying, he's going to break out, and he did break out. Damn, Adam Ronis. He then ended up breaking out. But now, listen, the injuries have caught up with him. See, man, I think the ability to stay on the field is just as much as a skill as the ability to steal 30 bases or to hit, 20 home runs. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. I want to like AJ Pollock, but I'm scared of the injuries. I'll be honest with you.
He was a guy a couple months back. I was taking like the very end of the second round, early third round.
He's moving up to the beginning of the second round now, right?
He was pretty much in that area, maybe early third at the worst. But in Sunday night's draft, he fell. And in the fourth round, I had to make a decision.
He fell to the fourth round?
He was there. I went with Gregory Polanco just on the health.
He's a Ducey to you then, it sounds
no,
like.
No, he's not. I just want to see some more good news. I want to see that he's going to be healthy and start the season.
Hey, Matt, let me ask you. Did you do a draft last night?
No, I did not.
When's the last time you did a draft?
Sunday night.
So you don't...
There'll be no more drafts till Friday.
Darn it. I wanted to know how did J.D. Martinez drop?
And Sunday night he went 49th overall, which was I said
that's not really a drop.
No, I mean he dropped a little, but
yeah.
He needs to severely.
Let me see if they posted one last night. Go ahead, I'm listening.
All right,
I'm listening.
AJ Pollock is just one of these guys that I'm not sure about, and I look to you guys for advice because I don't know what to expect from AJ Pollock. I know he got a little bit banged up in the spring. He's fine, but like AJ Pollock could be someone that you draft and you get a first rounder in the fourth or fifth round, but he can be also somebody that doesn't stay healthy. Like he's a guy that has, you know, as we saw in his breakout campaign in 2015, 20 home runs, 40 stolen bases. Like he has this potential.
See,
I mean, there's a lot to like.
A player like this, right? It all depends on really your draft strategy. Are you aggressive drafter? Are you aggressive when it comes to buying upside, buying in on players? Are you a guy that's going to go out there, beat riverboat gambling, and say, you know what? Screw it. I'm putting the big bread up. I'm trying to win this league. I'm going to go ahead and take the gamble, take the shot on AJ Pollock. Do you look at it as a buying opportunity? Hop in there, get him. And try to reap the benefits. All you guys are going to be more conservative and say, you know what? I'm going to stick to the back of the baseball card. I'm going to try to avoid these injuries. I think it's all personal preference. We know what he is as a player. But the bottom line is, some dudes don't have the balls to draft him.
They don't. But I think I'm going to.
Yeah,
Straight up.
It could really pay off. You can get that return on investment with him. Like we say, if we guaranteed the pitcher 200 innings, if we guaranteed him the plate appearances, he's going to be one of the top hitters. He's going to fill the categories for you. He's going to hit for average. He's going to hit you double-digit homers, steal your 30 bases, get your runs. So